Well, the origins of the Congress go back to 1878. If you look on the Ordnance Survey map of that year, you'll find a timber yard as indicated on the site. However, we know that things were getting going in that particular year because if you look at the licensing records, we know that an application was made for a beer house license for the site. The establishment itself was built by James Glover, who was a brewer of note at the time, and it was on a corner site, by the way, Sutherland Road, originally known as Hogs Lane, which is a rather mean-sounding name. So, long to becoming aspirational in later years. So the beer house was built, and if you look at the premises right next door to the present pub, you'll see a date of 1878 above an archway entrance. It was built next door to a factory at that particular period. What were people doing to entertain themselves at the Congress in the 1870s, the 1880s? Well, we know that it got a billiards license to begin with at a relatively early date. So billiards was an attraction for local people. There was also a club called the Congress Football and Athletic Club meeting there, we know, in the 1880s. What did they do? They were very into hares and hounds. What was that? I can only describe it as a cross-country chase. So the people would run all across Bentley and Park Hall and Western Coyne and the surrounding district, and then they go back to the Congress for a pint. And if you think that's an odd juxtaposition of activity, I can tell you that there is similar activity that takes place even now, today, at the Alma pub in Scarborough. In later years, the 20th century, we know that it was Bass who took over the pub from the Jowls Brewery. 1971 is the date. And talking about personal times, Jenga. People know table Jenga that they've played in pubs. But the real Jenga, the one that you have to play, is played with soldered blocks. And at one time, they had a Jenga set just below the darts board in the Congress. And of course, once all those wooden blocks clatter towards the ground, it causes much hilarity among pub goers. So it's always a bit of a spectator sport in the Congress in Longton. And again, in recent years, the Potteries Pub Preservation Group did charter a 1949 red double-decker bus that took us all around the Potteries just a few years ago, and we did a light at the Congress in Longton. So it was a great photograph opportunity for the pub at that stage. Again, just in recent times, the pub has tied in very much with the Gladstone Pottery Museum with its beer festivals. In fact, there's a bitter which is on regularly called Gladstone Real Ale, and it's very, very tasty too.